Alexander's Jewelers.
Hey, Van, it's Tom with RDI again. How are you?
Hi, thank you for calling. Man, we had a store full of people when you called earlier. I mean, people everywhere.
Yeah, hey, that's a good thing.
Business
has been pretty strong lately?
Business has been very good this year. We've got no complaints.
Now, I know last time we spoke, you said that you were only selling lab. Has that changed at all?
No. No, it's getting strong. As a matter of fact, I did some reports the other day. In my studs, it is 85-15, lab over mind, and that's growing. Same with bridal's probably 90%+.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the young people, that's all they ask. They ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, who wants to pay $25,000 for a 2-carat diamond when you get a 4-carat lab diamond for, you know, $6,000, $7,000?
Yeah, right. How's your older clientele taking to it, Ben?
They don't mind. I mean, you know, some of the they're going for it too. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to sell some of the people that are my age, and I'm 65.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking for, you know, especially like a tennis bracelet. They want a 15 or 20 carat. You know, it's diamond.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, are these the same customers that have bought natural in the past from you?
Yeah, because it's always available. You know, even some of these people are with, I mean, the two big diamond tennis bracelets that I sold, actually three of them, these people have plenty of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, plenty. Millions and millions. In some cases, probably hundreds of millions. And they, yeah, I want that because it's only $15,000 instead of $60,000. They wouldn't pay $80,000 for a 15 or 18 carat tennis bracelet.
Right, gotcha. Right, so this
even
is
though they have it's like, nah, I'm not paying this. This way,
yeah, right.
You know, it's only $20,000. I'll lose it. No big deal.
At the end of the day, everybody, no matter how much money they have, they still assess a value on something. And
sure,
what
I mean, you know, when they do the research, they realize these are both diamonds. The only difference is the origin, where you know one came from a factory and. Well, they both actually started out of the ground, but you know, it's here to stay. And we got on the bandwagon kind of early on this one, because sometimes we're kind of late to the show, and I'm like, no, we better just let this, just stock this. And the people started asking for it, and well, hey, I'll sell them whatever they want. If you want to spend $50,000 on a 4-carat, I'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, at
but,
the end of the
you
day,
know,
you're in the business to please your customer and make sure they're happy.
I make, you know, you make four times, you make a 4-time mark on this other stuff. Margins mm-hmm. are through the roof. I'm like, yeah, I'll take this.
Now, what's your stock? How do you typically stock these, Van?
Oh, I have, you know, plenty. Your cost of inventory is so much reduced. Your cost of goods is reduced significantly. I have probably 3 times the inventory that I've had in bridal in the past. Ever. I got 3 times the bridal inventory I ever had, and my cost of goods is a third.
Mm-hmm.
You can afford to stock it. I got bracelets up the wazoo. I got necklaces up the wazoo. I got earrings everywhere. I've got studs. I got solitaires. You know, I'm good.
Right, gotcha.
Matter of fact, I got to make myself quit buying.
Mm-hmm. So you're actually owning all of the lab that you have.
Oh, I own all my stuff, yeah.
Right, gotcha. Okay.
You know, so like I tell somebody, you know, if they buy it, it's $300-$400.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the diamonds buy, you know, or if it's $1,000, buy it. You know, put it in the stock and see if we can sell it and make. I mean, when you can make 300% mark, take your money and say you can't. You're trying to get 5% in the market, or 5% on a CD, or you can take that money and put it in jewelry and make, you know, 400%.
Yeah, right. You're definitely making out pretty good.
Yeah. So.
What are you paying right now for like a 2-carat lab grown?
Oh, I have to look it up. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I haven't found anybody cheaper than overnight.
Overnight, you know, mountings?
Overnight mountings.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are killing it. You know, I don't have any idea, but the last thing I think, last 2-carat something, it seems like I've paid, off the top of my head, $800 maybe, $900. They need to quit reducing the prices, really. They need to leave it alone.
Yeah, I know the prices have reduced quite
they
a bit.
They need to quit. They need to leave it alone and just let it stop, because it, you know, it's not going to help us to go to the bottom. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you have a pretty solid inventory right now, Van. But yeah, I'd love to price compare with you. I know that, you know, our lab growns are certainly, we've reduced in price quite a bit recently.
Okay.
It makes me, I mean, super competitive in the market on those. I mean, right now, and again, I'm not holding you to the 800 that you're saying for a 2-carat, but I'm selling 2 carats right now for anywhere from like 300 to 350 per carat, so I'd be a little bit less on something like that.
Yeah.
And again, we carry up to, you know, 8-carat lab growns, so I can.
Sure.
I think
okay.
Every up pretty good there too.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know you did. I mean, maybe you did tell me that. I figured everybody's going to this. I mean, they got to. You can sell both.
Yeah, right. We sell both. At the end of the day, there's, you know, there's still the
there's still people.
I work with
there's
that
still
going
there's a
fear
of them,
stuff.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, like I told him, you tell me what you want. I'll get it. I'm just a broker.
Right. At the end of the day, make your customer happy and you know,
mm-hmm.
make an honest
cash a check and go
thing.
Home.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So.
But yeah, I'll definitely keep you in mind. I know David usually tries to call you, and he's out of town today, so. He actually is all on vacation this week.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
So, yeah, so that's where why we're shorthanded. And when we're shorthanded and you get 5 or 6 people in here, and that seems like they come in droves,
mm-hmm.
you're like, we're slammed.
Right.
So, but hey, yeah, thanks for calling
well,
back.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
I'll call you.
Okay. I appreciate it,
thank
man.
You.
Okay. Take care.